447 right now on WDEV, AM and FM, and WDEVradio.com. Let's talk about Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. They are Vermont's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber. They are online at sticksandstuff.com. Kyle over at the St. Albans location is the guy we speak to every Monday at this time. Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing good. We are fighting through a Monday, but we are going to win.
Fighting through a Monday, but for most people, Monday is almost over. A lot of people off work at 5. Yours truly off work at 7, so my Monday is a little bit longer. Talk to me about battery-powered appliances. And this has kind of taken up steam lately because we've actually had a lot of news stories recently, specifically out of Burlington, where people are kind of – they don't want, you know – really loud electronic devices like lawn care items out at all hours of the day. So battery powered stuff is actually becoming needed in some of these places.
Yeah, so it's really taken off, and Burlington is a prime example. Landscapers are not this year going to be able to use any gas powered string trimmers or, you know, chainsaws, leaf blowers, things like that, because they're trying to cut down and keep like the noise ordinance down. So a lot of people are coming in and asking a lot of questions about some of the battery powered options. And in our locations, we stock Milwaukee, DeWalt, and Makita. They all have their own lines with, you know, their different bells and whistles. But they have string trimmers, chainsaws. I know a lot of guys like the pole saw. You can extend it out. You can get extensions for it. A lot of guys that hunt like it because they can cut quietly in the woods, shooting lanes from their tree stands and things like that. But leaf blowers, there's even power brooms for sweeping pavement, getting stone off of your lawn. And even the push mowers are really taking off. The Makita ones are really popular. We normally stock like a 21-inch Makita mower. Obviously, we don't need that quite yet. But the options for outdoor power equipment are great. You get long battery runtime on all of them. Then they keep getting better every year. So if anyone even wants to just get one in their hands and try it out, just swing in and ask some questions, bounce it off of us.
And those battery lives, they're pretty good in terms of being able to last for a while before you need a new one.
Yeah, so a lot of them, most companies either have like a single battery or a double battery base. So like there are string trimmers that Makita makes that are a single battery, 18 volt. There are some that are 36 volt that use two batteries. Obviously, you get longer runtime, a little bit more power if you go with the bigger model. But on a regular model, if you are just like trimming a fence line or just doing around your house, you'll get a half an hour, 45 minutes, or even more of battery runtime on a single battery, which, I mean, I don't know about a lot of people, but if you don't do it professionally, 45 minutes is plenty for me around the house.
And now it's a good time to remind everybody here, we're 3 months exactly removed. Well, 3 months and 2 days removed from Christmas. So a lot of people probably still have gift cards lying around they might have forgotten about. It's a good time to remind them that they exist and to come on and get some of this stuff done that they might need for spring.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing that's really good with most of the tool vendors that we work with is they do offer pertinent promotions, seasonal promotions. So like Makita, I know, just came across my desk, and so did DeWalt. And they do a lot of springtime promotions for these things, you know, power trimmers and saws and stuff like that. So a lot of times we can buy them on promotion and pass those savings on to people.
Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff in Swanton Lumber, Vermont's most complete locally owned home center, Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at sticksandstuff.com and also at Swanton Lumber. Kyle, man, we appreciate it. Let's see. No Red Sox game that will impact us next Monday, but 'tis the season, so my people will call your people if we ever have a conflict.
Okay, real quick, who you got? Anybody left in the Final Four? I know I lost with Texas, and that was my last hope. So do you have anybody alive still?
No, I am not. Texas was my last beacon of hope. I had them winning the whole thing in one of my brackets. College roommate has UConn, though, so he's still alive. So I'll live vicariously through him.
Well, there you go. Good luck to everybody in their brackets out there. If you got somebody alive, you're lucky if you do.
Yeah, you are. Absolutely. Kyle, be well.
You too. Take care.
All right. 4:52. Back to the newsroom next on DEV. And when we get there, it'll all be thanks to NEMRIC, New England Municipal Resource Center. They are proudly supporting local government and local businesses. That's NEMRIC. The WDEV studio is sponsored by Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, Vermont's largest independent home center, powered by Marvin Doors and Windows. Go to sticksandstuff.com for store locations and hours.